Today is the Friday after Ash Wednesday. That's our Mass. It is the feast day of the seven holy founders of the Servites, an order of devotion to Our Lady's seven sorrows. It's also the devotional feast for the crown of thorns of our Lord. And we have our little shrine in the corner that Katie and I have been working on this week. And it has a little relic in it of the actual crown of thorns of our Lord. In the Mass of the Crown of Thorns, there's this verse from Sacred Scripture. Come forth and be crowned. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, a week ago, Father Cicada was kind enough to measure me and Father Lectoranda because we needed some new cassocks. Father Lectoranda's cassocks are looking a little the worse for wear, and sometimes you have to get a new cassock because you have what you could call a growth spurt. So in any case, both of us were in need of new cassocks. And that reminds me of a story. I suppose most of you have seen that film, Mary Poppins, from years ago. Well, there's a scene in that movie, in the story of Mary Poppins, about how one day she was measuring herself, except on the tape measure that she used, instead of it being marked in inches and feet, it was marked practically perfect in every way. Well, if we measure ourselves, sometimes that's the measurement that we come up with. But if someone else measures us, maybe we're not so practically perfect in quite every way. And of course, that's the job of your teachers. That's why your teachers will be saying, now Emma, be quiet, or Ben, make the sign of the cross devoutly, and whatever the correction might be. And that's why Father often has a nice moral and some good correction for us in the sermon each day. But when you go to confession, and some of you children are getting ready to make your first, when you go to confession, what happens? You measure yourself, that is to say, what sins did I commit? And then you tell Father, and Father talks to you, and he tells you about God's measurement. Today, the church for everybody has us measured. And what are we being measured for? We're being measured for a black garment. You know why priests wear black? Because that's a symbol of doing penance and being dead to the world. Bishops, of course, they wear red because they're sort of the generals in God's army. Well, the church is measuring all of us today for a black garment. And our other garment, we're supposed to, our coat or our jacket or our sweater, symbolically, you'd give it away to poor people. Because we want to take care of the poor, and that's one of the lessons of today's Holy Mass. The church is also measuring us today for our crown. Today is the day that we honor these seven men who lived in medieval Florence about the 13th century. And they were important men. Some of them were married men, and they were leaders of business. They had important jobs and lots of money, and they belonged to a confraternity, and they met together to say prayers in honor of Our Blessed Mother. I think they were saying Our Little Office. And Our Lady appeared to them one year on the feast day of her Assumption. And it was a time when that city had a lot of heretics in it who didn't believe Catholic truth and were doing very wicked things. And then just a lot of people who were just in general being wicked and committing sins. And Our Lady told these seven men, I want you to follow me, and I want you to go out into the countryside, and I want you just to honor my sorrows. And you can wear black. Well, because Our Lady asked them to do it, and they actually saw her, they did. They all followed Mary. And they went out, and they led very difficult lives. They just ate, sort of, as we say, roots and berries and things like that, and prayed all the time, and they didn't have any air conditioning or central heating or stoves or anything. And it was a very hard life. It was sort of a wild life, almost. And others young men tried to come and join them, but they couldn't because there was nothing really set up to receive them. Besides, it was terribly strict. But they wanted to honor Our Lady's sorrows, too. Remember the seven sorrows for the seven swords that Mary has in her heart? Well, a great Dominican came to see them, and his name was St. Peter the Martyr, because he would get his head bashed in a little bit late after that by the heretics of the day, the Albigensians. He came to see them, and then a cardinal of the church, he came to see them too, and he said, they both of them said, what you're doing is very good, but you're not doing it the right way. What you need to do is here. This is the habit that you should wear instead, and it's like the Dominican habit, except it's black for Mary's sorrows. And then the cardinal said, and this is the rule that you should be following, and this is how you should organize yourselves so others could come and join your order and honor Mary's seven sorrows. Well, guess what? These seven men who were so important businessmen and such great leaders, they were humble and they obeyed the Holy Dominican when he came to them and the great cardinal. And they did what they were told. It's always that lesson when you get down to the end of the day, children. If we measure ourselves like Mary Poppins, we think that we're practically perfect in every respect. But that's not the point of keeping Lent. It's not the point of our lives. Did you ever get your head measured? I got my head measured a few times. Not that it's, of course, a big head, I'm sure, but because of all the different hats that I have to wear. So then you have to take a tape measure around to make sure that the priest's hat, the beretta, and then the big hat that I wear that as a bishop, that's the mitre, that it all fits right. Well, our Lord measures our heads today. He's got a crown waiting for us, children, a crown in heaven. But first of all, we have to choose to wear the crown of thorns. You know, sometimes when nuns make their vows, they get a choice, and on two pillows come a crown of beautiful roses and a crown of prickly thorns. And the nuns have to choose which one they're going to have. And of course, if they become nuns, they have to choose the crown of thorns. Our Lord chooses a crown of thorns for us. You know how our Lord got the crown of thorn on his head, children? The soldiers, after they scourged him, they whipped him, which was a terrible thing. It hurt so much. There was so much blood. Well, they had heard that our Lord said that he was a king, and they thought it was very funny because he was in their power and they were torturing him. And so one of them, inspired by a demon, saw a basket, and in the basket was kindling wood that you used to start a fire. Only for kindling wood, they used the branches of a thorn tree, which was a low tree, and the thorns were very long, they were about that long, and they were very sharp. And so they didn't make a crown for him. All the thorn branches were jammed into this basket to make fires with, and they took the basket and they turned it over our Lord's head and they pushed it down. And then some of the thorns went in one side and came out the other and even hurt his eyes. It was a terrible thing. And then they laughed at him and they made fun of him and how it hurt our Lord's heart as well as his head to suffer this way. Well, children, when people make fun of us, if they call us names, if they say something embarrassing about us that we don't like to hear about, that hurts us. And sometimes it hurts us because maybe we have a little bit too much of a big head. We're too proud. We think that we're like Mary Poppins, that we're practically perfect in every way, only we aren't, really. So our Lord sends us these things to keep us humble. So I'm thinking that today we could wear our crown of thorns with our Lord. If you get corrected, if you get accused of something, if you make a mistake and you blush, if someone is making fun of you and laughing at you, don't let it bother you. Think of Jesus wearing his crown of thorns. That's what he's measured you for after all. Think about being humble today. Don't brag and don't mind if you have to suffer a little bit or when you're corrected. Our Lord wants to measure us today. He's going to measure us not to show our faults, children. He's measuring us for a crown in heaven. Only this is how we get that crown. When he wants us to wear a little bit his crown with him, we have to be willing to do so. And then for all of us will hear, come forth and be crowned. God bless you. In the name of the Father and of the Son.